That was our man in Auckland, Simon Farrell-Green. You listened to The Globalist on Monocle 24, and we'll be back with a report on the most glamorous taxis in Sao Paulo right after this.
Welcome back to The Globalist from Studio One at Midori House in London with me, Amy Gutman, and Jonathan Openshaw. With a population of nearly 20 million people in Sao Paulo's metropolitan area, traffic in Brazil's biggest city is notorious for being a complete nightmare as the city's 7 million cars try to weave through potholes and poor infrastructure.
Well, Sao Paulo's elite has found its own solution to the problem. Don't drive, take a helicopter. In recent years, Sao Paulo has been experiencing its own helicopter boom, which has transformed the skies above the city into its own sky-high freeway. Sheena Rossiter went to meet the president of the Brazilian Helicopter Pilots Association.
Here at Campo de Marte Airport in Sao Paulo's North Zone, helicopters are coming just as fast as they're going. The sound of propellers constantly in motion is almost deafening as air traffic has picked up here during the year-end season. And all these flights are private only. Brazil has a national fleet of around 1,500 helicopters, with 600 of those helicopters being based in Sao Paulo alone, making it the city with the largest helicopter fleet in the world, even surpassing megacities like New York and Tokyo.
Six passengers, pilot and co-pilot.
President of the Brazilian Helicopter Pilots Association, Captain Rodrigo Duarte, shows me around GoAir's helicopter hangar at Campo de Marte, and he explains that the helicopter culture in the city partly comes from the time is money mentality.
You are buying your time. You can imagine how much a businessman can earn in an hour and a half, and how much he will lose if he doesn't use the helicopter. What's the price of your time? Your time is precious. You don't have time to waste. So that's why you need the helicopter taking you where you are and flying with you to the place that you want to go fast.
Indeed. Poor infrastructure in the city, and with Sao Paulo having a registered 7 million cars, roads are congested, and it can take hours upon hours to navigate through them. On a good day with no traffic, it'll take an hour and a half to get across Sao Paulo. If you go by helicopter, on the other hand, traveling from north to south of the city will take 15 minutes, and going east to west can be done in less than 10 minutes. But driving also presents other security risks for high-end businessmen in a city that is known for robberies and kidnappings, making it not only faster, but safer to use the sky-high freeway rather than taking to the roads. Most of the helicopters here, with the exception of a few aerotaxi services, are privately owned. As Rodrigo Duarte puts it, at a price that can range from about 2,500 reais to 8,000 reais per hour, that's about $1,300 US to $4,200 US. For Paulistanos flying over 20 hours a month, it's worth it to own your own helicopter, an investment to avoid long queues on highways to the beaches that essentially turn into parking lots during Brazilian holidays.
A distance that you can do in an hour and a half. In this season, you do not less than 8 hours. That's why helicopters are very important at the end of the year. Those owners that have their helicopter for business during the year, in the end of the year, they use for pleasure.
There were about 100,000 helicopter flights last year in Sao Paulo. And with over 200 helipads on rooftops, air traffic is expected to pick up, despite booming Brazil having showed signs of slowed economic growth in 2011. A municipal law says that helicopters can't land within 300 meters of any school or hospital. But that distance is looking to be changed to 200 meters, making for more landing spaces for businessmen coming to Brazil's business capital to make fast deals.
São Paulo City today has about 600 helicopters flying here. And we have to consider that we have other helicopters flying to São Paulo also, from Rio de Janeiro, Curitiba, Belo Horizonte, Ribeirão Preto, very huge cities, not at São Paulo, but with a lot of money, a lot of businessmen that are flying to São Paulo to make some good deals. 5 years ago, we had about 400 helicopters. Our fleet is increasing about 10 to 15% a year.
Do you think that's going to slow down because the Brazilian economy is starting to slow, or do you think it's going to remain consistent?
If we consider only private helicopters, we can think that it will slow down, not stop, but will slow down. But we need to think about offshore operations. We have the petroleum company increasing their operations a lot. In 8 years, it will at least double. We will need a lot of helicopters. We need a lot of pilots here, and we are farming those pilots to fly for offshore operations and fly for Petrobras and other companies that will explore our petroleum.
For Monaco, I'm Sheena Rossiter in Sao Paulo.
Jonathan, what do you think about getting around town on a helicopter?
Well, I took my helicopter to work this morning.
Was that the noise that we heard? It's quite blowy out there. Actually, I don't think I'd want to be in a helicopter today.
No, you wouldn't be taking off. No, I mean, there's some cities where you have to take to the air to get around. I mean, I was in Istanbul recently, and Istanbul's one of my favourite cities. Absolutely adored it. But the traffic is a kind of city ruining experience. Once you're somewhere, it's great. But it's
Cairo's exactly
2.5 hours of an evening spent in a taxi. It's just not feasible.
I was in Dubai for New Year's last year, and it was actually my longest traffic jam ever. It was about 2 o'clock in the morning, and it took us to go 10 miles. It took us 4 hours.
Wow.
4 hours.
That surprises me with Dubai as well, because they pride themselves on having, you know, slick and slick infrastructure.
Not on New Year's.
Longest road in the world in Dubai, I think.
I think so.
Two in the morning.
It was New Year's Eve.
Oh, okay.
2 in the morning. 4 hours to go 10 miles. And luckily we had an Egyptian cab driver who I kept saying, just drive like you're in New York. Just go up on the pavements. It doesn't matter. Nobody cares. Not going to get a ticket. And I think he shaved about half an hour off our journey.
So were you, but you managed to make it somewhere for midnight? Or you were coming somewhere?
Oh, we were coming home.
Okay, good.
We're coming home, yeah.
So that'd be depressing, midnight in a taxi.
Yeah.
Midnight in a traffic jam.
At least we had a good lie in the next day and a good excuse for running, but it wasn't the boozing, it was the drive home. You're listening to The Globalist on Monocle 24.